Chapter 5. Now as for the times and the seasons, brothers, you need nothing to be written to you. For you yourselves know quite well that Jehovah's day is coming exactly as a thief in the night. Whenever it is that they are saying, peace and security, then sudden destruction is to be instantly upon them, just as the pang of distress upon a pregnant woman, and they will by no means escape. But you, brothers, you are not in darkness, so that that day should overtake you as it would thieves, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We belong neither to night nor to darkness. So then, let us not sleep on as the rest do, but let us stay awake and keep our senses. For those who sleep are accustomed to sleep at night, and those who get drunk are usually drunk at night. But as for us who belong to the day, let us keep our senses and have on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. Because God assigned us not to wrath, but to the acquiring of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, that whether we stay awake or are asleep, we should live together with him. Therefore keep comforting one another and building one another up, just as you are in fact doing. Now we request you, brothers, to have regard for those who are working hard among you, and presiding over you in the Lord and admonishing you, and to give them more than extraordinary consideration in love because of their work. Be peaceable with one another. On the other hand, we exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, speak consolingly to the depressed souls, support the weak, be long-suffering toward all. See that no one renders injury for injury to anyone else, but always pursue what is good toward one another and to all others. Always be rejoicing. Pray incessantly. In connection with everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in union with Christ Jesus respecting you. Do not put out the fire of the Spirit. Do not treat prophesyings with contempt. Make sure of all things. Hold fast to what is fine. Abstain from every form of wickedness. May the very God of peace sanctify you completely, and sound in every respect, may the spirit and soul and body of you, brothers, be preserved in a blameless manner at the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who is calling you is faithful, and he will also do it. Brothers, continue in prayer for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I am putting you under the solemn obligation by the Lord for this letter to be read to all the brothers. The undeserved kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.